AIDS comes in in early 83.
Yes.
And the sisters played an important role in that with their sex leaflet.
That was thanks to Ken Davis coming back from America with advance notice of AIDS and with the wonderful pamphlet that the sisters had produced, a concertina pamphlet with all sorts of sex education information. One little section was about this new virus. What was it called before AIDS?
GRID.
He brought that back and he said, this is the sort of stuff we can do too. And that's what we did too. We distributed those leaflets, safe sex information and stuff like that. We got involved quickly in it, thanks to Ken. Mm. And when a safe sex working group was set up, and we met at midnight shift, and I think that was 85, I've got the date written there, Terry Patterson was the owner of the shift, I think, and he allowed the meetings to take place there, and it was from that meeting that there was some movement to have safe sex education, like we started at Ken's with a live safe sex demonstration, which was, unfortunately, it turned out to be too funny, because Mother Inferior had to give the commentary. Standing in full habit next to two mostly naked men who were cavorting around trying to demonstrate safe sex positions and how to sensualise safe sex and make it sexy. And there was Mother with a habit and an apron and a pink feather duster pointing out all the parts and trying to read through all these notes that we'd been taking about thigh rubbing and thrusting and all sorts of stuff. Anyway, it turned out to be so funny, and Terry did take a video of it, and apparently then he played the video and everyone found it very, very funny, but it just defeated the purpose, which was to make it sexy. But that's, yes, we, and then we started going to university campuses. We went to Westmead, we went to campus at Werrington to health students as nuns, Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, with bananas and this sort of thing. And when we went to Westmead, the people said to us, the organisers said, you'll need to talk about safe needle use here as well. And I was horrified. What's safe needle use? So there was all that. And of course, members of ACON were nuns, so they were big influences in us hitching our wagon to that as well.